indicator that there's a change in power, and neediness is usually an indicator that there's a change in value. So, for example, if you get a promotion at work, you'll probably find that your value goes up outside of the relationship. At the same time, you might notice that her neediness suddenly increases or decreases. The change may seem like it comes out of nowhere, but it's actually a natural response to the increase of your value. Additionally, if you do something positive, such as make a good decision for the couple, you might see compliance increase or decrease. Some may start to do more things for you. She may start to do fewer things for you. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter where your power or compliance value lay on the scale. All that really matters is that you are both aware of each other's place on the scale at all times. This is where communication comes in. In a relationship, communication is the presentation of your level of power. Your level of compliance, your level of value outside the relationship, and your level of neediness within the relationship. Anytime you have a problem, you may begin to address it in a way does not actually solve anything if you don't maintain a balance between these four areas. Even very good relationships will fall apart if that occurs. Let's talk about how to use the map of interaction now that you understand what it's composed of. I know I said before that you should use it as a reference whenever you find 68 yourself needing direction. But at the same time, you don't want to have to think about it constantly while you're out. The ultimate goal, as mentioned briefly at the beginning of this chapter, is to be able to see the matrix. Seeing the matrix is about being able to see what phrase you're in while you're in it, and the ability to know how to continue to the phase that follows. A lot of people consider interaction to be a very important because they think that it's what leads to rapport in their interaction. Rapport is also a crucial phase because it's what leads to connection and love. You can argue that seduction is vital because it's what create the passion and relationship, or that the relationship balance is most important because it allows your bond with someone to have longevity. The honest answer happens to be simplest. The most important phase is the phase that you're in. Regardless of what stage is next or what stage came before, the stage you're in at any given moment is the most important because everything can be won or lost during it. It's why it's so essential for you to be able to recognize the stage you're in. If you can't figure out what stage you're in, you won't know how to move on to the next one. And if you don't know how to move on to the next one, you won't know how to escalate. 69. Move the conversation and move the interaction forward. Once you learn how to navigate the map of interaction, nothing will be lucky anymore. Everything that occurs will be by your design. You'll have complete control over your interactions. Another question that I commonly get is, how do you know how to act in each of these phases? Well, the way to easily know how to act in the map of interaction is by thinking of each phase as a different facet of your personality. During the phase of interaction, which should be your default stage, unless you are in a business situation or something else that requires a different attitude, you should have the mindset of a boy. You should be having fun and being playful and avoiding anything serious or controversial. During the phase of rapport, you should focus on being a friend and nothing else, because that's when you build the emotional comfort and emotional attraction that is necessary to continue a relationship. In the phase of seduction, you are a man. You must shed all your boy-like playfulness and replace it with a new sense of sexual playfulness. With practice, you will learn to become the appropriate parts of your personality in the correspondence stages. You can't be a man during attraction. You can't be a little boy during rapport. You can't be a friend during seduction. When you start to confuse this, you create incongruence between what you're doing and how you're acting and what you're saying. To help keep you on track, let's go through the map of an interaction again. This time I'll give you some signals that you can use to recognize what stage you are in. 70. The first stage is attraction. The first stage in attraction is introduction. As I said before, you should always assume that everyone already has an idea about who you are in their heads. You've already introduced yourself to a woman before you've started an interaction with her. So you want to make sure that you're always naturally acting in a dominant, attractive way. This applies to talking to dudes as well, because women are always watching you, even while you're walking, talking to your friends, and you don't want to miss an opportunity to create attraction. During the second stage of attraction, demonstrating high value, be on the lookout for a woman's positive body language. It's a good sign if she faces you with her body, especially with her feet, knees, and shoulders. It's also positive if she smiles. Restarts a conversation when it starts to die out, or touches you constantly and returns touches that you initiate. Seeing a group of these indicators is a sign that you're demonstrating high value properly. Again, though these are just indicators that she's attracted and attraction is just curiosity, so displaying some of these signals doesn't mean she's going to be going home with you that night. Her attraction might just be an interest in knowing more about you. Knowing how to navigate these situations correctly is why it is important to understand the map of interaction. When you are qualifying a woman, she's going to try her hardest to impress you, most likely through verbal conversation. 71. Recognizing that is easy. Listen for the appearance of a non sequitur in the conversation that has some kind of positive component to it. Notice when she is trying to impress you. It isn't difficult if you know what to look for. Doing light rapport, the first stage of the phase of rapport, having inquisitive content in your conversation is a positive sign. You're asking each other to open up at this point. It's your job to open up first to make her comfortable with the idea of being open with you. So it's essential to be able to recognize when you're in this stage. You'll know that you're in wide rapport because several specific topics will be discussed. She might name a list of things, or you'll go over a few different topics without making the deep rapport connection. As soon as you are recognizing that you have a point that you think you can go into deep rapport on, you know you're currently in wide rapport. Physical responses are the best indicators of deep rapport. During this stage, a woman will lean towards you and maintain solid eye contact. It will seem like everything around you fades away, and what is called an us or we bubble will be created. You'll also notice a certain eye accessing cue. She'll constantly look at you and then look down to the ground or down on it at an angle. In the final stage of rapport, release, you have to snap yourself and the woman you're talking to out of the emotional state you've developed. A signal that this has happened successfully is that one of the two of you will sit back. It's a physical reset that mirrors the mental reset you're both undergoing.